I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
The Final Edition Radio Hour has discovered unreleased footage regarding Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's Senate hearing in relation to the attacks on the U.S. diplomatic outpost in Benghazi, Libya. Here are the highlights. To begin, the Final Edition Radio Hour has learned that Mrs. Clinton was much more warm and congenial in her greetings at the opening of the hearings.
All right, you fuck faces, let's get this over with.
The senators at hand were anxious to commence and forthright with their opening remarks.
You go first, Rand.
No, you go first, Johnson.
I'm not going first. You'll rip my face
off. I'm afraid.
I'm going to meet.
Come on, you pussies. Are we going to talk about this shit, or are you going to play with your tiny balls all day?
Finally, Senator McCain spoke up.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I'll start. Madam Clinton?
What?
How the hell are you?
Ready to tear these panty waists that call themselves senators new pee holes.
I hear you. Me too.
The hearing quickly got testy between the Secretary of State and Senator Ron Johnson.
Is your town car a Lincoln or a Ford? The American people have a right to know.
What does this have to do with anything?
I drive a Hyundai!
The hearing took an unexpected turn with Senator Rand Paul.
Madam Secretary, do you think you could ever go for a guy like me?
I'd rather lick bird shit.
Okay. Do you think your husband would ever go for a guy like me?
Maybe.
At one point, Secretary of State Clinton and Republican Senator Dana Rohrabacher wrestled.
I'll rip your throat out.
I'm gonna come.
Senator McCain did. Then Representative Ted Deutsch proposed marriage.
You can do no wrong in my eyes. I don't care how many people you've had whacked for the good of you and your husband's career. Marry me. Come to Florida. Everything's legal there.
Then Senator Rand Paul and Senator Ron Johnson wrestled.
I'll rip your throat out.
I'm gonna come.
And Senator McCain did. Then they all sang Fleetwood Mac.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll soon be here.
At that point, Madam Secretary ripped out Senator Ron Johnson's entrails and ate them.
I'm gonna come.
And Senator McCain did.
Oh, my goodness.
Tonight in our studio, we're pleased to have a model from Victoria's Secret, who's also done cover shoots for Vogue and just appeared in the recent Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Terry Dubner, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
You are not what I expected.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
You're a man. You're kind of stout in your, what, I guess, mid-40s?
Thanks. I'm 52.
Oh. So, it's all just Photoshop?
Yeah, and lighting. I mean, at this point, they just need someone to show up on time and sit the right way.
Uh-huh. So, I guess it can be anybody. Why you?
The camera loves me for some reason. I don't know.
And how do the other models react to you?
They're a good bunch of guys, by and large. A few egos in there, of course. But, yeah, usually they're just photographer's assistants who fell into the job same way I did.
Uh-huh. All Victoria's Secret models are men now?
Yeah, usually stocky guys of Eastern European descent. Our last female model just quit a couple months ago. Mm. She was a sweet old thing. She turned 90 and kind of slowed down.
Sure, you know. Sure. Is it difficult for a male Victoria's Secret model? Do you ever feel objectified, I guess?
Well, I get stalkers, of course.
Oh.
I mean, that goes with it. You know, one guy actually showed up at my weekly poker game. But, you know, I can usually relate to where they're coming from.
Well, still, that's disconcerting when someone shows up in your home.
Actually, the other guys at the poker game decided they like him. So he plays with us now. That's him over there.
Hey.
Oh. Hello. None of this sounds glamorous.
Well, I do get a lot of fan mail.
Uh-huh.
even from friends of mine who don't know it's me. And I, I get to travel to different studios. Hoboken. I was in Hoboken last weekend.
Sure. Okay.
I was in Norwalk, Connecticut, which was kind of how I imagined it.
How long do you think you'll be doing this?
Well, you can't be a model forever.
No.
Sooner or later, another guy comes along who can sit a little better,
sure.
Show up when you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just get bored.
Well, do you have any advice to young people who want to get into modeling?
I guess same advice I'd offer anyone. Start a retirement account early and get your prostate checked at least once a year.
Well, Terry Dubner, professional model. I hope you don't mind my saying this, but I'll be looking for you in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Hey, I'll be looking for me too.
And now, an OK Cupid tragic romance.
Dear Green-Eyed Girl 297, your profile says you like travel, wine, and yoga, that you are a foodie, that you are as comfortable in jeans as in a little black dress, that you love watching Downton Abbey, reading David Sedaris, and listening to NPR. How strange and rare you are, like an orchid that sprouts through the rocks. May we meet some night under a mystery sky and dance to the music of madness. I am free Mondays and Thursdays, though not this particular Thursday, but most Thursdays.
Dear Brooklyn Al 23, your profile is unfathomable. That you have no typical Friday night. That you love all music except rap and country. That you work hard, yet play harder. And that you spent the first two paragraphs in your profile saying how bad you are at writing about yourself. You are an exotic and fond foolish man with the heart of a god. Mondays and Thursdays aren't good. Wednesday nights are okay, except I'm out of town this week for a conference. How's next week?
Green-eyed, last night I saw you in a dream, the way you looked in the third photo in your profile, the picture from 2007. You stood on a hilltop like the star of an Irish myth, with storm winds streaming out your hair, then turned to me and spoke but a single word, Inspiratio. Next week sucks. It's this whole stupid, complicated thing, but basically I've got to be in my apartment every night to wait for the guy from Time Warner. The Friday after? Darling Green-Eyed Girl 297, I have not heard from you, and grow concerned. Have I offended? Do you languish? I fear for what we hold between us. Silence still. So it is done. We have lost what was never found.
No, I just flaked out. That's something I do. Dearest Brooklyn Al 23, my soul is yours and I die in ecstatic transference. For in the death of self, there is life in the new being that becomes. But on Friday, I have a mani-pedi, and I made this appointment literally 6 months ago. How about, let's see, at this point, we're talking about 3 weeks from now, Saturday the 27th.
And I, too, would die in the light of your voice. But the 27th is my weekend with the kids. Tell you what, I've got an opening next year on February 3rd. How's that?
You are the spirit of madness and abandon. Sure, February 3rd works.
Then someday, in a far and fair future, we shall meet in the West Village, and we shall open our hearts and become like the ages and not eat fish, because I am allergic to fish.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
WBEZ, Chicago.
It's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. In our journey with this program, we have covered all sorts of topics that have surely driven you into a black depression, from high schools that had to cancel proms because of too much gang violence, to the hopeless stories of people who are slowly killing themselves with addictions, and just when you think they will persevere, they die. These stories do not make us uncomfortable to report. We actually delight in sharing tales of poverty, murder, and disease. However, there is one topic that makes us all very uncomfortable. Sports. Nancy Updike reports.
Sports. I don't even know what that is.
Nancy, the Webster's Dictionary gives us the definition of sports as, an athletic activity requiring skill or physical prowess and often of a competitive nature.
That sounds absurd to me. Why would anyone compete?
Or be physical. Yes, I understand. However, people do actually do this. Here, maybe noted author and NPR regular Sarah Val can help explain.
Nancy, sports is when we've had Mike Birbiglia tell a story on the program for the past 30 episodes, and it's the same story.
No, Sarah, that's not sports. That's just because we love the soothing, non-threatening tones of Mike Birbiglia. And so we can give ourselves a smug, oh yes, I get it, chuckle to ourselves.
Oh, right, of course. Oh, yes. I know it's sports now. David Sedaris making fun of tourists in Paris.
No, Sarah, that's not sports. That's a charmed life.
Well, then I'm as lost as Nancy.
I know. It's a topic that's too frightening to even digest the concept. Okay, let me try to explain. It's a thing that involves sweat most of the time.
I'm afraid.
So am I. It usually involves a sort of running, and there is a score involved.
Are you sure that's not Mike Birbiglia?
No, it is not.
I thought everything was Mike Birbiglia.
Well, we all do, but it is not.
Then what is it? What is this horrible, horrible thing called sports?
Nancy, remember your NPR voice?
I'm sorry, Ira, but this sports is insanely frightening. I'd rather talk about ethnic genocide.
I know. So would I. Let me try to explain in our terms. We discover that Mike Daisy did not report the entire truth in this program, The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs, and we banished him from This American Life. However, if his next show perseveres and does well, he may become a regular guest again.
Like the struggle of impoverished ghettos on the outskirts of Olympic-chosen cities.
That's close enough.
I still think it's Mike Birbiglia.
This has been This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Join us next week when we will resume ripping your hearts out and leaving you with a sense of utter hopelessness.
Hello, ladies. Are you 40, single, married, divorced, overworked, unemployed, bumping against the glass ceiling? Whatever your drama, we can help you escape. Meet Xavier, Raul, Chintao, and Unguru. These handsome little devils are available for companionship at a very reasonable rate. They don't talk back. They don't make you worry. They don't ask questions. All they do is love. Why? Because they're babies and you're 40. And we're Rent-A-Baby. Don't you want to hold a baby? Smell a baby? Rock that baby while he or she snuggles right in and, makes you feel you're needed and capable and human in some small, finite, rentable way. These little cooing warm balls of soft, smooth love have no agenda except wanting to be held by you, by the minute, by the hour, or for a whole weekend away. Our babies are clean, well-rested, and well-behaved. And if they're not, well, their birth mothers remain in a holding cell while we fight immigration reform. At Rent-A-Baby, everyone, no matter their race, color, creed, or income level, is worthy of love if they're babies. And fellas over 40, don't let your emptiness go unfulfilled. In addition to our traditional Ferrari Rogaine Viagra package, we now offer a weekend of fist bumping with black athletes. And a letter from your dad telling you how proud of you he is. And for platinum members, a list of all the women who rented our babies. Rent a baby. They're there. They're there. Do, 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 do.
The final edition Radio Hour is at IHOP today to investigate a little-known gastronomic miracle, maple syrup. To help me today are two young ladies who love maple syrup, June and Jane.
Hi.
June and Jane are dressed in furry woolen items against the freezing weather, which, ironically, makes them look very hot.
Sexist.
Pug.
June. Jane. We all love a stack of pancakes from IHOP slathered with maple syrup. But where does maple syrup come from?
China, McDonald's, bottles?
Nope.
Bees, corn, maple syrup wells?
Nice try, but nope again. Maple syrup comes from maple trees. Maple syrup is the blood of trees.
Ew!
Maple blood is called sap. Every spring, men go out in the woods and drill holes in maple trees.
Sick. That tree is screaming right now.
Then they hammer a wooden tap into each hole to catch the sap.
They say that's what it's for. Perverts.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
I'm tapping sap. I'm a sap tapper.
Liar. You fuck trails.
I've been tapping sap for 52 years. Sap tapping is crap. All it does is drip. And you don't get no respect.
No means no, you prick. I bet it's underage.
Givens! They don't want to be sap tappers. I'm dying out.
Good. Who needs you? Die soon.
Yes, young people are turning their backs on the ancient craft of tapping sap. For generations, the children of sap tappers tapped sap. Now, they're heading for the cities, looking for careers as hedge fund managers, high-end restaurateurs, and gigolos. And that's a problem. Thanks to global warming, maples are producing more sap than ever before. But if that sap isn't tapped, this happens.
Oh my god, that skeevy old pervert got the tree pregnant.
Look at that baby bump. It's getting, like, huge.
And if emergency sap tappers can't be found, another maple bites the dust. Amazing! The tree is vaporized. Only a shattered stump remains.
Oh my god, I'm covered with gunk.
Icky, sticky, maple syrup-colored gunk.
Ew!
Ew!
From New England to British Columbia, forests are beginning to sound like a war zone as untapped, sap-packed maple trees go to meet their maker. The air is packed with sap. Our chopper is slathered with maple syrup. We're going down.
I'm poor now. Trees suck.
Americans, it's time for another edition of This Week in Canada, eh? Tonight's panel of famous Canadians consists of Geddy Lee, Neil Young, and Kiefer Sutherland's grandfather. Good day, eh?
Good day, eh?
Our show covers everything Canada from A to Z. Now, this week, there's one word that's on everybody's lips. Geddy Lee.
A modern-day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
What was that all about?
I'm sorry, I'm rehearsing for Rush's 437th tour.
Neil?
There is a town in North Ontario.
You're not even saying one word. Kiefer Sutherland's grandfather.
I'm Tommy Douglas, eh? The Premier of Saskatchewan from 1944 to 1961, leader of the first North American socialist government, and creator of the continent's first single-payer universal health care system, eh?
And most important, the granddad of Jack Bauer. Any idea what word is on everyone's lips?
Medicare?
Nope.
Medicaid?
Nope.
Cunt?
Well, that did cause controversy this week, eh?
No. I was calling you one, eh?
Fair enough, eh? But the word, eh, we're looking for is Argo, eh?
Argo, eh?
No. Argo.
Why would Argo cause controversy?
It didn't. It won Best Picture at the Academy Awards, eh?
Living on a lighted stage approaches the unreal.
Hey, are you rehearsing for your tour again?
No, I was describing Ben Affleck's acceptance speech. Why did he pick the Academy Awards to tell Jennifer Garner how much he wants to work on their marriage?
A man needs a maid. He kept thanking Canada because he was embarrassed that he downplayed Canada's actions in the movie, eh? And because he didn't give a part to my grandson, Donald Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Under socialism, we're all Sutherlands.
I don't know what that's all about, but that's all the time we have. And why is that all the time we have? Because that's all the United States will give us. Geddy Lee, I know you're touring with Rush. Neil?
I'm touring with this old man. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
That's right. We have a new act called Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, and Kiefer Sutherland's grandfather, eh?
For all of us here at This Week in Canada, stay polite and inoffensive. This is being brought to you by Tar Sands, the world's worst energy source. That's what it's all about.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Jen Dodd, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Get on over to thefinaledition.com for more sizzling satire with teeth, and then post about thefinaledition.com on all the social networking sites. Do it to the point to where people are annoyed, and they defriend you, and block you, and delete you. That's what we need from you. Do your part. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra, and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.